Dr. Sherwin Newland, who teaches at Yale Medical School, wrote the 1994 book How We Die, Reflections on Life's Final Chapter. Dr. Newland, if Terry Schiavo were in fact to go from a vegetative state to death due to actions negotiated by her husband and her doctors, would that be an unusual manner of death?
Hardly, in the technology of modern hospitals and modern medicine, not at all. I think it's very common. It's usually a decision made by families in consultation with a physician that one realizes that there will be no improvement. And what is the point in keeping up the intravenous drip or whatever it may be? And everyone agrees. And this is what the bioethicists refer to as the best interest standard. Everybody gets together, one person is the surrogate, and they determine what is the best thing to do. Now, we're in one of those very unusual situations where everybody is not in agreement. Ethicists always talk about the Susie from Dubuque situation where everyone agrees that mom should be allowed to die, and in flies Susie from Dubuque, who has not seen her mother, didn't call her last Christmas, and is feeling horribly guilty about all this. No, we must do everything. We must do more. Just because she makes that request doesn't mean that there's any reasonableness to her request. And usually when she is spoken to very carefully, understands the situation, and we can do something to relieve her sense of guilt at what she considers not doing what can be done, the situation is easily resolved. It involves tact, it involves time, and it involves what can only be called a certain sort of clinical diplomacy.
I read on a website supportive of Mrs. Schiavo's parents, people saying that the parents want her to survive so that she can receive intensive therapy. Is there any such therapy that has been shown to work, and what are the ethics facing the physician who might indeed refer a patient in this condition to such therapy or not?
Well, I think the ethics are fairly straightforward. There's no documentation that I know of, in spite of many, many claims, that there can be such therapy. This is a persistent vegetative state. Persistent is defined by the fact that it's been going on for some 10 years. Vegetative is defined by the fact that by all criteria she has no consciousness and is unlikely ever to regain it. In such situations, regardless of claims by certain kinds of practitioners, I've never personally read of any successful outcome.
But if you had a family that said, we want to keep our daughter alive because we've heard of such therapy, are you obliged as a physician to say, I cannot be a party to that referral, or do you leave open the possibility of the first such successful therapy?
I would not leave that possibility open. We can only infer based on what our experience has been with people who make such claims, and they have been universal failures.
What do you say to a patient's family when they remark, well, she is alive, she's not dead, there she is, she's sitting up, it's been 13 years and she's still here, why not continue this?
Well, what I would say probably is that these are precisely the situations we ourselves never want to find ourselves in. Probably, I would guess, no member of that family would want to be exposed to what this woman is being exposed to. And yet, with the best of intentions, with the greatest of love, they inflict it on her, not because of her needs, in fact, but because of their own.
Well, Dr. Newland, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Sherwin Newland at Yale Medical School in New Haven. He's the author of How We Die.